Well, hello everyone and welcome to this week's Weekly Wisdom Tips. This is Dr. Steve Taubman. I'm here to talk to you today about love and about employing love in our day-to-day lives, making a conscious and deliberate effort to bring love into each and everything that we do. During the Weekly Wisdom Tips, I told the story of spending some time this weekend with my nephew and witnessing him making a lovely meal for his friends and roommates. Having one of them say, "Boy, this is just absolutely delicious. How do you make this? What's your secret?" And Jared said, "You know, when I used to work at the Italian restaurant, the head chef used to say, all you need to do is put a little bit of love into everything you make." And everything he made was absolutely fantastic. I think that's a wonderful sentiment and one that we could all benefit from as we consider how we can bring love into each and everything that we do. What do you do that could benefit from being more intentionally loving? And that raises a lot of other interesting questions. As it happened, I was spending time with my nephew and his friends who were all musicians. And some of them were movie actors, and they were all in the arts. And I asked them, I said, what's the greatest challenge that you face in your business as a performer, as an entertainer, as an artist? And one of the individuals said, being a perfectionist. You know, I go off for auditions and I get up in front of groups of people to perform, and the biggest obstacle for me is being able to just stay in the moment and do what I do and enjoy it and express what I do beautifully rather than being stuck inside my head about whether or not people like what I do. And this is a big problem for us all. We're constantly afraid of how other people feel about us, what other people think of us, and that becomes a real distraction from the expression of our art. Whether you are a salesperson, a direct seller, a clerk, a housewife, or anything for that matter, it's critically important that you see it as a vehicle for self-expression, that whatever you're doing needs to express who you are. And there are a couple of things that make that possible. First and foremost is technical expertise. You do need to practice and practice and practice your craft, your art, whatever that happens to be, until it becomes second nature to you, until you've developed what we call unconscious competence, where you don't have to be conscious of what you're doing, you just do it and you do it beautifully. That's the first step. The other is the intentionality, the willingness to do it, bringing your full self to it, bringing your love, bringing your self-expression to what you're doing. One of the things that came up in our discussion was the idea that regardless of what you're doing, whether you're painting a picture or singing a song or anything, that thing is really not so much for its own purpose, but that it's a vehicle of self-expression, that you're doing it to express something about yourself. Why is it that you could take two different singers of equal talent and equal skill, and one of them will just melt your heart and another will kind of leave you cold? Because it's not the creation of those sounds out of the vocal cords that moves us. It's the expression, it's the essence, the energy that's conveyed through that. Nobody can really explain what that thing is. What is that special essence that turns somebody into a star? It isn't just technical expertise. It's heart, it's soul, it's love. And so whatever you're doing, if you do it with that understanding, that you're using your skill as a vehicle for expressing love, what happens is it becomes a perfect antidote to fear. It's very difficult to feel fear when you're coming from a place of love. Give your next presentation with the objective of conveying love to the people that you're serving. And in fact, be aware that you're serving them. You're not there to sell them, but you're there to serve them. And notice what happens. When I get up in front of a large group of people, whether I'm speaking or entertaining, I look at the audience as if they were members of my own family, as if they were my children. And it's very difficult to feel fear in that situation. It works a lot better than the old adage, see your audience as if they were in their underwear. You hear that one a lot, because the idea is you're in a competition with them and whoever has the more power wins. So if you see them in their underwear, you, by comparison, feel more powerful and therefore you have more confidence. Well, my belief is that you don't need to be more powerful in order to have more confidence if you're coming from a place of love. So my recommendation is that you come from a place of love, giving abundantly, from a place of service, giving lovingly, and you'll find that all your fear will begin to melt away. This is hugely important in the area of sales and presentation. Step up on that stage, step up on that platform. Look out over the people that you're about to speak to. See them as family. Allow yourself to develop that warm feeling toward them, and then launch into your presentation, and magic will happen. I remember not all that long ago, I was hosting a talent show for the state of Vermont, and I was asked to coach the kids who were participating in the talent show, all of whom had a lot of talent. They could all get up on stage and do their song or do their dance, and they did it well, but there was no real magic happening. And so I sat them all down and I said, I want you to look out over your audience tonight, and I want you to realize that out there in that audience, there is somebody who's just lost a loved one. And somewhere else in that audience is somebody who's battling with cancer. There's somebody else who's just broken up with a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and they need what you have, and you are here to deliver that to them. And I'll tell you what happened. Magic happened. That night, those performers became artists. They reached out to the audience, and they gave of themselves, and they looked out into the audience, and they made eye contact, and they conveyed love through their eyes, and they contributed to the people in the audience, and tears were shed. Same song, same dances, an entirely different experience. You can do the exact same thing. Bring love to what you do. Bring a positive state of intention to what you do, that you're going to reach out and touch the people that you serve. And watch how remarkably you transform the experience and how that translates into a much more successful life for you and for others. This week, the Hypnosis for Change audio, which is for those of you who are members of my Mindful Selling and Leadership program. And by the way, for those of you who are not members, you can just go to my website, stevetaubman.com, push the red button on the right side. It'll take you to a page where you can join. It's a very inexpensive monthly membership that gives you access to all of my audios for Hypnosis for Change. These are audios that are designed to help you transform yourself at the deep subconscious level. Also, if you're not listening to this recording right now as a podcast, do be aware that it is available as a podcast, and you can sign up for that at iTunes. Just look up Steve Taubman, and you'll find it. It's free. And we'd love to have you listen to these on your iPod or on your iPhone as you're driving along. That does not, however, translate to the Hypnosis for Change calls. Don't listen to those while you're driving. Those are meant to be done in a quiet and safe place. In any event, it's been great talking to you about this. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk about love, and I am sending love out to you and appreciation for your time and for your attention, and I wish you great and wonderful things in your life. See you on the other side.